Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating disability evaluation on patient Contreras, Contreras, first name Villarreal, Villarreal, middle initial E as in Edna, E-D-N-A. The chief complaint, 55-year-old female referred for disability evaluation, the HBI. As noted, the patient is a 55-year-old female who was first diagnosed with congestive heart failure approximately 2 years ago, period. She had reported difficulty breathing and retention of fluid, period. She had subsequently underwent evaluation and was found to have congestive heart failure and LV systolic dysfunction, period. She underwent AICD placement April of 2021, period. She had subsequently noted lower extremity weakness, period. She was then found to have peripheral vascular disease, period. She then underwent bilateral stents early in 2023, period. She continues with dyspnea worsened by exertion on walking approximately one block, period. She further reports easy fatigue, period. She describes three pillow apnea, period. She further reports that she has to sleep on her right side, period. Past medical history includes 1, diabetes, next number hypertension, next number congestive heart failure, next number hypothyroidism, next number hypercholesterolemia, next number chronic kidney disease, past surgical history, C-section times 4, next number status post AICD, next number status post cholecystectomy. The medication, Basaglar, 25 units TID, 75 units HS, metoprolol succinate, 25 milligrams 1 daily, omeprazole, 20 milligrams 1 BID, enteric-coated aspirin, 81 milligrams 1 daily, potassium chloride, 10 milligrams 1 BID, iron sulfate, 325 milligrams 1 daily, Umex, 2 milligrams, take 2 BID, Percocet, 5/325, 1Q6 BRN, atorvastatin, 80 milligrams 1 HS, loratadine, 10 milligrams 1 daily, losartan, 25 milligrams 1 daily, levothyroxine, sodium, 100 micrograms daily, gabapentin, 300 milligrams 1 TID. The allergies, non-known drug allergies, family history, mother died of congestive heart failure, paternal grandfather has history of congestive heart failure, paternal grandmother has history of congestive heart failure, all family members had diabetes. Social history, she is a prior smoker who quit on February 27, 2021. She denies drug use or alcohol use, period. Review system, constitutional. She has had no weight loss, but has had weight gain. Skin, she has colored changes involving the skin, head, she has had no trauma, eyes, she has itching, she wears glasses, ears, she has hearing loss in the right ear, nose, she has sinus problems, oral cavity, she has post-nasal drip, throat, she has sore throat and hoarseness, neck, she has stiffness, decreased range of motion and pain, respiratory, she has cough with sputum, cardiovascular, she has occasional chest pain, she has congestive heart failure, gastrointestinal, she has bloating and hernia, genitourinary, she has frequency of urination, musculoskeletal. He has pain, cramps, and weakness involving multiple joints. Neurologic. She has headaches, vertigo, and dizziness. She further notes in coordination. Psychiatric. She has insomnia and depression. Endocrine. She reports heat, correction, cold intolerance. Hematologic. She has anemia. Physical examination. Blood pressure 118/77, pulse 88, respiratory rate of 20, height 68 inches, weight 300 pounds. In general, she is a most obese female who is alert and in no acute distress. The HEENT, the head is atraumatic pneumocystolic, people equal round reactive to light and accommodation. Clear is clear, extraocular muscles are intact. Neck is supple. There is no adenopathy. Vision, both eyes 20/25-2. Right eye 20/25-2. Left 20/30. Period. The HEENT further reveals decreased hearing on the right ear. Cardiac. There is a soft systolic murmur at the left parasternal quarter period. There is no S3 or S4. Abdomen is obese period. There is a valve heel colectomy scar, cholecystectomy scar on the right period. There is further noted to be a scar involving the left upper quadrant, which has the pacemaker device period. Extremities reveals 2-3 plus sitting edema. ECG demonstrates sinus rhythm 89 beats per minute and non-specific T-wave abnormalities. The impression, this is a 55-year-old female who is referred for disability evaluation. She has history of congestive heart failure period. She is found to have ongoing findings of congestive heart failure period. She is noted to have uncontrolled diabetes period. The patient is severely limited given her significant obesity and ongoing congestive heart failure period. Dyspnea is most likely multifactorial with some relation to her weight period. In addition, some possibility that it is related to her underlying left ventricular dysfunction and chronic systolic heart failure period. Additional diagnoses period include 1, coronary artery sclerosis, next number cardiomyopathy, next number is ventricular hypertension, next number AICD in situ, next number iliac vein compression syndrome, next number chest pain, next number hypothyroidism, next number GERD, next number normocytic anemia, next number body mass index greater than 40, consistent with severe obesity. This is Dr. Wallington Ferguson, ending dictation. Thank you.